Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's in the...
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Hola, buenos dias, buenos noches, está bien? Me llamo JD y mi esposa muy bonita y caliente Carmen.
Hi.
How's that for an open? How's that for an open, huh?
Yeah, that came back quickly.
Guys, good evening and welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and that is my beautiful, hot wife, Carmen, which I so eloquently said in Spanish. All the Spanish-speaking people out there right now, what the fuck is he saying?
Go back to school.
We have returned from Temptation Grand Meachus. Oh, my God.
Oh, do we have some shows for you?
And it's, yeah, guys, I think this is going to end up being like three or four parts. We have got so much material. We did something we've never done before. We took a microphone with us and actually recorded at the resort. One day we set up in our room and just had a little conversation with the Monroes. And then one day we actually set up at the Jacuzzi Lounge.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I guess let's start by talking about Temptation Grand Meachus, first of all. Whatever you've read online, yeah, there's good, there's bad, there's indifferent. From our perspective, that's all we can speak of. Beautiful resort. Yes, there's some issues. But it's small shit that doesn't matter.
No.
The paint lines weren't straight. I don't care.
I don't care. Some of the trim in our room wasn't done. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It was clean.
Oh, it was extremely clean.
The rooms were huge.
Yeah, bigger than both RM or Pearl. They were gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of closet space, tons of bathroom space. We had plenty of counter space. The shower is gigantic.
Separate toilet.
I don't have any complaints.
No. And we cannot speak to the rooms on the Temptation side. Mm-hmm. We never toured one. We have no clue. This is only on the Grand side.
Yeah.
The way that the buildings were laid out, I really kind of liked it. I liked the fact that all of the rooms faced inwards to a central courtyard, indoor courtyard.
Right.
So if it was raining, which it did while we were there.
Yeah.
If it was raining, you weren't walking up into your room in a monsoon. Like, you were in a building.
Yeah. Like RM, all the entrances are outside.
Right.
So, yeah.
You'd be screwed.
That was very nice. You know, I honestly, I don't know what they had for, you know, skilled craftsmen down there. But yes, there. If you're going to go there and nitpick, you're going to find stuff to nitpick about. There's no question about that. But everything else more than makes up for it tenfold. The staff is incredible. You can tell they were trained by the folks in Mexico. They were there for every possible thing we could have asked for.
Yeah. Was there a bit of a language barrier? Yep. By the end, I finally kind of got what I was trying to ask for with the coffee lady. In the morning, she definitely did not speak any English.
See, that's your big problem. You didn't go down with me.
Yeah.
I speak Spanish.
Yeah. Okay. We saw how that went. And yeah, your ass wasn't up yet.
Well, no. That's what I have my coffee wench for.
Right? a teeny tiny bit of language barrier. But when you're in the restaurants, I didn't notice a language barrier there.
Mm-mm. There was one night where I didn't get what I ordered.
And that could have just been a mix-up in the...
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Very, very easily.
But what you got, you're like, this fucking looks good. Yeah, I'm eating it anyways.
Yeah, I was like, this looks awesome. I'm just going to take this. Okay. So somebody else probably got mine. Sorry.
Probably. The food quality, we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. The restaurants there, we dined at Salo, Suki, and then one night we went over to Temptation for Flame. You guys will hear more of that a little later in the show. Be nice. and then we had, of course, the buffet for breakfast and... usually for lunch too. For lunch we didn't do much. We usually just grabbed some chips and guacamole.
Yeah, we did. We're like, yeah, we're just gonna munch on some chips and guac. We really didn't do the lunch buffet at all. Yeah. We just kind of did a small snack. And then we did do midnight pizza.
Yep, several times. Yay.
Yay you.
It's not as good as RM, but it's still good.
Yeah.
Well, except for one night. One night it was kind of not cooked right.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll just say this. I mean, it is a beautiful resort. It is incredibly well laid out. The flow of the place is fantastic, from the lobby bar that's outside to the pool to the inside disco, the upstairs hot tub. It's just fantastic the way they designed it. And the staff is incredible. Spend the money now before this place gets popular, because these prices are going to go up. There's no question about it. This place is going to be a hit. I mean, it's probably running at about 30 or 40% right now. And as soon as it fills up, the prices are going to get up there and match RM in no time.
Yeah. And the only deterrent for us is the flight cost. It is expensive to fly there. If you can get an early enough flight in,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the hour and a half drive there.
It was nothing. It really didn't. Yeah, it was did not seem that long at all. It was beautiful scenery the whole way, so not a big deal at all.
We saw cows.
A lot of cows.
A lot of cows.
So as I mentioned, we did a lot of recording while we were there. We're going to start tonight with part one. We recorded this on Monday morning, mid-morning, I think it was.
Yeah.
So we had been there. We got there Saturday evening. So we had been there two nights at that point and one full day, basically. So you'll kind of hear our little recap of our adventure through O'Hare Airport. And that was fun, by the
yeah.
way. And then kind of our first day there and our time with the Monroes. You know, it was fantastic.
I even think that was before breakfast.
It might have been.
Because by the time we're done, I'm like, I need food now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. We sat down right in there because we all knew. It's yeah. like, we don't do it now. We're going to get out there and start partying and forget all about it.
So. Exactly.
I will say this, for us traveling with another couple, of course, we're always hesitant about that. Worked out fantastically this time. We had a blast.
It did.
It doesn't hurt that they're two of the sexiest motherfuckers on the planet, but you know.
We had an amazing time with them.
We had a great time, and you're going to hear all about it. So without further ado, let's get into part one of this thing. Here you can hear our recap from day one and a half, I guess I'd call it.
Day one and a half.
Here we go.
All right, guys. So here we are. Officially day three. We're calling it day two, but we're live at Temptation Grand Michus. It's been a journey so far.
A little bit.
So we've got a lot to talk about. We're here with the Monroes. Let's talk a little bit about getting here. We got to O'Hare Airport on Friday evening, and we were supposed to fly out around 7 o'clock. Bad weather in the area. They started delaying flights, and then finally canceled our flight. But we made the most of it.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
We met some new friends, and Mr. Monroe was on a mission to... for whatever reason, dance in the middle of the airport.
Buddy, of course.
So we found a bar or two or five. And
once we realized how delayed we were, this was before they canceled, we decided to do a bar crawl at O'Hare Airport, which seemed like a really fabulous idea at the time.
I thought it was. I mean, and honestly, we ended up with a crowd following us.
Yes, we did. It all started at Chili's.
As most good stories do. So we were, yeah, we were delayed several hours. We started at Chili's, as you mentioned, and bar crawled around O'Hare for, I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that, and ended up...
in a bathroom because there was a tornado.
Yes, the tornado sirens went off, so they huddled everybody into their tornado shelters, and our closest shelter happened to be the women's bathroom.
Yep. And so, yes, I had the foresight, though, to bring a Bluetooth speaker with me, which I pack everywhere we go.
That was a great idea. Yes.
And so starting at Chili's, once we realized that they weren't playing music that you could dance to, I pulled out the Bluetooth and said that I could only do this if I could get permission from everybody around. So I asked all of the patrons at Chili's, and every one of them said, feel free. And I got some free food, and we got shots of tequila.
We did.
So, hey.
We did.
So,
From our Colombian friend,
yes. And so started playing the music, try to get people to dance with me there. And I pretty much asked everybody, and nobody would do it. And, yeah, so there.
Even the wait staff, yeah, they wouldn't.
Nobody was against the idea. They just didn't want to personally participate, so...
So yes, I guess to recap that, we rode out a tornado at O'Hare Airport and danced a little.
Our flight ended up being canceled, so by time so Mrs. Monroe and I ran down when we got the notice that we were canceled. We were all sitting at a different restaurant at that time, and we ran down to see if we could get us rebooked. So we did.
And Mr. Monroe and I sat and drank.
So we got us rebooked, and then we had to go to the other desk and confirm everything and check in down there. So by time we did that and then got to a hotel, it was 1 a.m.
And we had to be back at the airport at
5-ish?
5, yeah.
Yeah. So we got 4 hours of sleep.
We took a nap.
We took a very short nap. I promptly told Mr. Monroe that I was going to sleep. He was chatty still.
Well, and we should preface this, too. Because of the flight delays and cancellations, pretty much every hotel in the Chicagoland area was booked. We ended up at a Motel 6. Not the greatest part of town. They did have a security guard. Was he armed?
I believe so. We had bulletproof glass the whole 9 yards.
It was something.
It was interesting.
So next morning I guess we woke up, but it didn't feel like it, and stumbled our way back to the airport, and then we got on our plane. Everything's looking great, and it's going well. It's a beautiful day. We're going to fly out. It was raining a little bit. And as we're boarding the plane's about half boarded. The pilot comes on and says, "Well, folks, we've got some bad news. We've been delayed about an hour or so, and we're just going to sit here on the tarmac." I love those announcements.
So if it gets cleared, we were all boarded and they could take off early. It did not.
I guess we should also say that the airline did us a solid, though. They did, when we rebooked the flight, we had a layover originally. We were supposed to be in Austin, Texas, but when they rebooked it, they booked us a direct flight. So that worked out well because we actually ended up in the Dominican Republic about the same time we were supposed to originally.
Yeah, even with the two-hour delay that we had, we still arrived here within a half hour of when we were supposed to. So it didn't mess with transport or anything.
Right. And we only paid for two extra hotel rooms that we never got to use.
And the third hotel that we did, yes.
Yeah.
The hospitality industry has been well-funded.
So then we get here. It is an hour and a half drive from the airport. We landed, and guys, if you ever come into the Dominican, do the VIP service. We did VIP. They met us at our gate, actually, on the tarmac.
Yeah. It was awesome. They had the little sign with the name on it and everything. Felt like a big shot.
Right? So they met us. They took us straight down. We didn't have to go through the huge line of customs and to come through. We were through everything within 15, 20 minutes, including getting our baggage.
I bet that saved us 2 hours.
Oh, gosh,
I mean, looking at that line was huge.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, definitely a good investment if you're coming down here. So, and I think they offer it at a couple of other airports. I know Jamaica does for sure. I don't think there's anything like that in Cancun, though. There should be, yes. Because yeah. Cancun's horrible.
Yeah, so straight through, we actually couldn't get our transport to meet us at VIP. And I asked, well, actually, Mr. Monroe asked about it because it was in his name. And the transport was in mine. So he gave her the number and she actually called them and they met us at VIP when they told me no. So it was pretty cool. Great service. Hopped on our transport and it was about an hour and a half to get over here.
So yeah, actually not a bad drive. It's, you know, I think they drive a little better here than they do down in Mexico. You know, sometimes in Mexico those guys are 120 miles an hour. Yeah. Our drivers seem to be under control a little bit. So, but it was interesting driving here. I noticed the amount of farmland and cattle specifically. They're everywhere.
Yeah, cattle
and horses and. They're driving through the little villages and watching people ride around on horses. It was pretty cool.
It was a neat drive. It really was. Yeah. It was pretty.
Yeah, it's one thing about the Dominican. It seems to be mountainous. And so, you know, we drove through, I guess I'll say, the foothills of the mountains. And, yeah, it was a neat drive. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we finally arrived at Temptation Grand Miches. Check-in process, I thought, was very similar to Cancun. You know, they got us right through. They did try and pitch us the darn membership stuff, but we're so used to that, it's just a no, and that's okay. Uh-huh. Gave us a glass of champagne at check-in. That was nice.
Yep. So after we check in, we come to our rooms and kind of get cleaned up because we had travel.
Yeah, we were on a journey for 2.5 days, it seemed like.
Right. So we get cleaned up, and then we were starving by that point. So we went and had dinner at Salo, and that was delicious.
Yeah, so the restaurants here on the Grand side are identical to the restaurants at RM. Salo is both here in RM, and then Suki, the Japanese restaurant, is here as well. Mm-hmm. And then they've got the buffet. They also mentioned, I kind of remember when he was giving us our little tour, about an Italian-type bistro restaurant. We haven't really seen that one yet.
I think that's only during the day, though.
Oh, I think you're right. I think he said something about just lunch. Yeah,
yeah, that's their lunch menu. So I think that's only open till like 4, and then it switches over to snacks.
Yeah, so at Salo, we had our typical 5-course meal that they serve there. I thought it was good. Did you guys enjoy the food?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. It was very good. Yes.
And we all ordered a separate dessert and split them between the table.
We did. We got 4 desserts and kind of did a round robin with those. We shared.
We shared, and it was delicious. And that we really didn't party that night. We kind of walked through a little bit. We walked down to the beach and checked out the beach, walked along there for a little bit, met the beach puppies. Yeah. There are beach puppies, but they have collars on. So it's not like they're strays. I think they're cared for, but they just greet you.
Yeah, very friendly, not aggressive at all. They just come up and nudge you, saying pet me.
It scared me. I was walking down the beach and we knew they were there, but I didn't realize how close one was behind me. I thought they kind of left us behind, and I put my hand down and all of a sudden there was something cold and wet in the dark.
Yes, we were doing the beach walk in the moonlight and the dark out, so it was beautiful. Yeah. Very beautiful.
Yeah, and then we kind of walked back through, saw a little bit of the show that was going on, I think, or there was some music or something. Yeah. No, there was a band playing, because I remember her ass.
Yeah, the band was playing as we were walking through. We didn't stop, though. We stopped and picked up a cocktail, and then we ended up coming upstairs and just sitting and talking for, I don't know, maybe half hour, 45 minutes, and then crashed.
And then it was nappy time.
And it was night time. Yesterday
was phenomenal. So our first full day on the resort. Breakfast here is pretty much the same as Cancun. They've got a nice little buffet. They do have some different items on there. I had fajitas yesterday and quesadillas today, so just so you know. Pineapple. And then after breakfast, we took our beach walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
we did about 4 miles.
Oh, did we do that much? Wow. Yeah.
And we took some romantic pictures on the beach. So,
so yeah, Mr. Monroe had the idea that he wanted the two ladies in the surf and kind of rolling around and having some fun. So we took those pictures. Well, then they insisted that me and Mr. Monroe do the same. They turned out really well.
New cover photo.
Got some pictures with the mountains in the background.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And anybody, there's been some reviews on this beach that I've seen online where people aren't happy with it. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. This is one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, and it's huge, and the water is perfect. I don't know what the complaint is. It's great out there.
Yeah, and maybe what they're talking about is the fact that when you're in the water, can you see your feet? No, but that's because there's surf. Yeah. You know, it's kicking up the sand. You're not going to be able to see your feet, but it is gorgeous.
So a little bit of a difference from Mexico. Here, the beach is, it's a little bit of a walk to get to. It's not terrible. I mean, you got to cross a little tiny bridge and walk through, you know, quite a bit of sand to get to the water, but it's not undoable, I guess I would say.
No.
Not like the
5-minute walk, yeah.
Yeah, at the most.
Unless you're really lazy, just do it.
Yes, absolutely. We didn't, there was a couple people hanging out on the beach here at Grand, but not many.
No.
And most everybody, I think, congregated at the pool and the jacuzzi.
We actually went to the pool for a little bit, and we booked our excursion for tomorrow. Super excited about that. We're going to go to Catalina Island and go snorkeling and
possibly stop for the wine mixer.
Have some lunch. So we got that booked. The guys were going to go on their fishing excursion while Mrs. Monroe and I went snorkeling, but that was just going to be stupid expensive.
Very complicated.
So excursion-wise, there's really nothing here in Meeches. Anywhere we're going to this Catalina Island, which I think they said is, what, an hour away?
Hour and 45.
Google Map says it's 2.5 hours, so we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah. Any of the fishing we tried to do, and it's all in Punta Cana. There's really nothing here in Meeches. So if you're going to do an excursion, you're going to drive at least an hour.
Yeah, and I think maybe where they're going to pick us up, maybe the port that they're going to pick us up to go to the island is an hour and 45, and then they take us for another 45 minutes out into the water.
Yeah, if we're leaving from Punta Cana, that could be.
Very well, yeah. I don't know.
And then Mr. Monroe did get an offer from one of, I think it was a staff guy, that I got a friend with a boat. He'd take you out fishing. Oh,
yeah.
We passed on that one.
Yes. Yeah, I know a guy.
That's how tourists end up missing.
So we hung out at the pool for just a very short time after that, and then
was that the volleyball game? Or
No. Late? We went back out to the water, and after that, because we bought and brought with us the full face snorkeling mask, which Mr. Monroe has a problem with regular snorkeling masks not sealing. Yeah. So we wanted to test those out to see if they would work for him. So we went back out to the ocean and we swam and maybe might have taken off things that we shouldn't have taken off.
We swam naked.
So we just wrapped our suits around our wrists. Thank goodness that they're string and tiny. Wrapped those around our wrists and swam in the ocean naked and had a great time.
So bonus points for the water being cloudy, because exactly. We could do that.
Right. And because you have to walk so far out into the ocean, the beds are up a ways from the water. So the security guard and everything really couldn't see very well if we got into trouble, the lifeguard was there, but he would have ran.
Yeah, I don't think they're very strict on some of their policies like that.
Yeah.
From what I've seen anyway, they just seem to be pretty lax about it, which is good.
Yeah.
I saw several ladies walking up and down the beach without tops on. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've only explored one side of the beach so far. I'm not sure. We see some what almost looks like a campground down the other side of the beach. We'll go check that out maybe today or tomorrow, but I don't know
not
what
tomorrow.
The no, not tomorrow. We got plans. So yeah, then we came back to the pool after the beach.
Played some volleyball.
Yep. Played some volleyball, some water volleyball. The Playmakers down here are fantastic, just like they are in Cancun. They do a great job of getting everybody involved. We got roped into throwing some darts in the windiest environment on earth. And
and then we retired upstairs to the hot tub area.
Well, we had to check out the nude area. I mean, come on. So you go upstairs here, just like at RM, but the stairs are so much better here. They have grip tape on them.
They're not slippery as shit.
They're not made out of glass tile or whatever that is they used in Mexico. And, yeah, you go up a couple of flights of stairs, and you're at the upstairs. It's really a complex up there. The disco's up there. The playroom's up there. They call it a hot tub, but it's really a giant pool. It's pretty big up there. And they've got beds all the way around it, and lounge chairs as well. So it's kind of a neat little area up there. And, yeah, we explored a little.
We explored a lot.
Well, we had a goal. We had a goal. I put together a plan. Where we, lay out the towels on the side of the pool, and the ladies lay back, and then we, have lunch.
Yeah, we were a little hungry, that's all. Carmen, you are exploring more of public...
Trying to.
Sex, or what, I don't know, I'm lost for a word there. How's it going?
I think I did pretty damn good. I think I did good.
You did.
So we were on the side of the hot tub for a while, the jacuzzi, and then we went over to a bed and we laid you gentlemen out and had some fun, and it got to a point where I'm done with my mouth. I'm just going to hop on top. And I just said, I'm writing you now.
Yeah, you did.
Hope you don't mind. This is what I'm doing.
So, as always with these two, it was an incredibly freaking hot time. Just amazing up there. We had a lot of fun. And I'm trying to think of anything else up there. I mean, obviously lots of mouths and...
Lots of mouths, lots of
touching
hands,
and
lots of
playing.
Yeah.
And then we decided to go back downstairs at that point.
We did. Yep. We went back down to the pool and hung out. And by then, Mr. Monroe needed a nap.
Yeah, it was my nap time.
So the three of us, we actually got some lunch-ish, a snack, and then played some more volleyball. Got another volleyball game going. Yep. And then it was time to go and get ready for dinner.
Yep, you're right. My brain's not working this morning. I had a little too much Jack Daniels last night.
Yeah, so we went to dinner, had amazing hibachi. Yeah. So I went to Suki.
Yeah, and however many times we've been to Suki, it's been a bunch. We've never actually done the hibachi thing, so that was our first for us.
We actually made reservations early enough and did that, and so had good food, and then we went up and changed because it was tropical night, but I don't know how tropical we really were.
I was tropical.
You were tropical.
Mr. Monroe and I both had linen pants on. I mean, you don't get much more tropical than that.
So yours was just a couple strings of chain.
Yeah, some jewels, some sparkly stuff. I had a bikini bottom on, kind of.
Kind of.
It was just a string up your butt.
Yeah. Again, there was a jewel back there.
Yeah.
Nobody's complaining.
No, it was sexy as shit.
Man, I loved your chain mail. You looked like a Valkyrie. With the that dress was hot. I loved it. Man.
Yes, the outfits were fantastic. So I did want to back up just a second, though. When we had dinner, we had met a couple earlier in the day at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome people, so we invited them to dinner with us. So that was kind of nice. Talking about the people here, it's a good crowd. I mean, it's a small crowd. I would estimate they're running at maybe 30 or 40%, I would guess. But the people that are here are awesome, and the party's been great. I mean, the pool, everybody's, you know, it's the typical Desire / swinger community crowd. You know, everybody's welcoming. Everybody smiles and says hi to you walking down the hallway. It's just great.
Yeah, we have no complaints at all about that. So after we changed, we went back down to the we went down for the show.
Shows here are phenomenal. Lobby bar here at Meech's is really cool. It's set up similar to RM in that it's all outside, but there's so much more seating and the giant stage area. It's really kind of neat.
Yeah. I'd say this is about twice the size as RM, wouldn't you?
I think so. Yeah. I've never actually seen a room count on this place, but I imagine it's bigger.
Yeah, but just the space for everybody to congregate is just, it's just neat. It's neat.
Yeah, it's really got a great plan, you know, when they built this one. This is the first resort they built. Everything else they've taken over and turned into Desire or Temptation. This is the first one they built, and I think they did a pretty good job. Now, speaking of that, a lot of the reviews you see online, too, are people complaining about the paint or the trim work or,
Who cares?
There is some stuff you can see in your room, but who cares? It's beautiful nonetheless.
They're nice big rooms. We've got the entry-level rooms, and they're huge.
Yeah.
Plenty of closet space. The bathroom's really big and double sinks and lots of counter space. And, no, I have no complaints about the room at all.
So last night was Latin night. They had some dancers come out and do a lot of Latin dancing. They had a Latin Selena-type singer. She was awesome and fun to watch.
Right.
And then they after the show, they kind of the band stayed out and played more. And you two ladies got a dance lesson.
We did,
So I'm going to mess his name. Was it Cappuccino?
Cappuccino.
One of the playmakers. Mr. Monroe asked him to take Mrs. Monroe out and twirl her around the dance floor a little bit, and he did a great job.
Yeah, you're quite twirly.
Quite twirly. I don't know, that was a little merengue or something we were doing, but I was like, I can remember this one.
So after he was done with Mrs. Monroe, he gave Carmen a treat.
He did. I learned how to salsa, and it was awesome. Yeah. So after that show was done, well, they were still playing when we decided to go check out the show over at the Temptation side.
Yes.
That was our first, it was all four of us first time over. Mr. Monroe left his alarm clock on from Saturday morning, so he was up at the butt crack of dawn yesterday and
with the very unhappy wife, by the way.
And took a little journey over there, but the rest of us had not been over, so we went over to the Temptation side and went and saw their show over there, and oh my gosh, it was the same dancers from over on the grand side, but they went over and they changed, and it was 80s metal.
They called it rock show. Yeah, it was awesome. It was all 80s metal and Guns N' Roses.
it was pretty cool.
It was a really good show. Interesting place over there. I mean, the small part that we saw, which was up where they do the show, their nightclub area, I guess. It's all out, open air. It's all outside, and it's huge up there. My God, their stage is gigantic, and there was obviously a lot more people over there, but I would still say they're only probably running at 40% too. It's just a lot bigger resort.
Oh, yeah. So after their show, which was sexy, it was super sexy.
We had really good seats because we were kind of behind the dancers, so we could watch their beautiful, the backside of their dances.
You can say their asses. It's fine.
They had really nice asses.
They really did.
Yeah, we came back over to Grand after that show, and we decided to go upstairs and see what was happening in the sensual area is what they call it on all the signage.
We went to the playroom. So we experimented a little in all of our times of going to RM and Pearl and everywhere else. We've never played in a playroom for public sex. And oh, did we have some fun?
Yes, we did.
We had a little problem because we got upstairs and realized nobody had condoms.
Yeah, we kind of forgot those. So we're just fine. We stayed with our own partners and still had some fun because Mr. Monroe had a vision earlier in the day. He wanted to see you writing me and Mrs. Monroe writing him and kind of playing with each other at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. We're getting really good at making your visions happen.
I love it. I love it. It's a good thing.
I really appreciate the vision. Keep them coming.
So we stayed over on one of the beds. Because we all four were on a bed. Yeah. And then you two went over and tried out the wave. What are those called?
Liberator.
The Liberator. You tried out the Liberator. And how did that work for you?
After he, after Mr. Monroe quit shoving me across the room, yes, it was good.
I bent Mrs. Monroe over and... went to work, but yeah, it was not it wasn't attached to the floor, so I ended up scooting this thing all the way about halfway across the room before it leveraged it up against the wall.
I just took it and said I'll solve this and shoved it right up against the wall. All right, let's go.
You know, when you look back on moments like that, you just think to yourself, you should have went choo choo. you could have just rode her all the way around the room.
Anybody want to ride?
We're coming back, Julia. Oh my God.
Running on schedule.
No delays here. I have a vision for tonight.
Okay, all right.
Oh, you can put us on the bed, and then you can give us a ride around the room while he's doing me, and yeah.
I just had another vision. So Miss Monroe bent over. So that's the high side of it. Yeah. Carmen laying on the low side of it. Miss Monroe's face buried in there and drive it around that way.
I think we would maybe have, yeah, my butt would have to be up towards the high end.
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
And you could, I could stick my lens back, you could use it like a wheelbarrow.
So right now, thousands of listeners are Googling Liberator sex chair, just so they can see what we're talking about.
Right. And you could be the pilot, you'll be in front. And yeah, we can make this work.
I need a conductor hat, though.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It was interesting. I, to get back to the action, so to speak, while we were on the bed, actually, you guys had come back over to the bed then. Yeah. It was interesting. A couple had come in, and they sat at the bed across from us, and they just kind of sat down and watched. I was watching. I'm like, yeah, we're putting on a show.
Yeah.
Carmen didn't see it because she was on her back at that point, I think.
I was. Well, and you had me, so you were facing out towards the room.
Right.
So your feet were towards the wall. So my head was to the room, so I couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. But we had a lot of fun.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. And we just kind of, at the end of the night then... We came back downstairs, and then we just decided to grab a little snack because it was midnight pizza time.
Midnight pizza. Order some pizza.
I will say I'm disappointed in the pizza here.
Yeah, that is the one thing that I don't even know if it's been in any of the reviews or not, but that the pizza was disappointing.
It was a little doughy.
Yeah,
it was undercooked. But,
I mean, if that's the worst thing that happens, we're right. Golden.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not giving up. I mean, it was only night one, so I'm... I'm going to have pizza again.
They put pineapple on the pizza. So.
They did, yeah. Yeah.
I gave it a try. I took one bite, and I'm like, he's... JD's like, you really don't have to finish that if you don't want thanks. I don't want it. Like, I tried.
So, yeah, then we just kind of sat back and basked in the glow of the day, I guess. We all kind of sat around and went, fuck, that was hot.
Yeah. And it was 1 a.m., and I'm like, I'm done.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So we called her a night, and then that'll bring us up to the next probably show that we – or not show, but recording that we have, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and I would say, honestly, because we have to be at our transport time tomorrow morning pretty early, we may – call it a little bit earlier tonight, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's probably not going to be another 1 a.m.
Mr. Monroe was talking to the excursion guy, and he said something about, oh, it was we were talking about the fishing trip, and made comment of, yeah, we'll take it easy the night before, or no, a little easier before, or I can't remember how you said it, but we'll keep it in check. And then he said, well, not entirely in check.
I mean, we'll still have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it may be a little bit earlier, maybe like midnight instead of 1.
Yeah, we do have to be downstairs about 7 o'clock tomorrow. So
yeah, so we have to be up and breakfast and everything before heading out. Our transport picks us up at 7:20.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need to be up a little bit earlier.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, we'll check in with you soon. Yeah. All right, guys. So there you have it. That was day 1.5. You heard a lot of stuff in that segment. And I'll just give you a little teaser for what's coming up in the next parts of this series. I listened to that portion there, and I was kind of like, wow, we kind of got a little slow start. Okay, first of all, I think I was hungover.
Probably.
So my mind wasn't really going. And then I sat back and went, slow start? We had freaking sex in the hot tub. We had all the shit. The choo-choo train with the Liberator.
Oh.
All kinds of the tornado. I'm like, how is that a slow start? I'm like, oh, yeah, because I know what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It only gets better.
Yeah.
So I guess, Carmen, let's recap a little bit. Chicago was quite the adventure.
Oh, my gosh.
Flights canceled, delayed, O'Hare bar crawl. We talked about it with the Monroes, but we did meet some new friends at O'Hare, and they were awesome people, actually. Actually, a young couple that ended up having all kinds of questions about the lifestyle.
Right. I think from now on, my saying is going to be, I'm going to bed now. I'm going to sleep now.
I'm going to sleep now, Mr. Monroe. He was wound for sound.
He was, and it's 1 o'clock, and we have to be up by 4:30, whatever. I'm going to bed now.
In the Motel 6, home of the dead hooker, I'm guessing. But
oh my gosh, I was really anticipating we were going to go to RM with to DR with fleas or something.
It was an adventure. That was the start of it, and then yes, the hot tub stuff.
Oh. We had fun.
Oh my god, I am truly, now that this has happened a few times, you know, between Dallas and now Meeches, I really enjoy public sex.
Yeah,
I like putting on a show. I don't know. It's just I've always had those exhibitionist tendencies, but to actually do it, it's a turn on.
It's fun.
It was. I mean, you ladies laid out on the side of the pool or on the side of the hot tub. And
do I get a pat on the head?
Of course, you always do. But what for this time?
You should be proud of me.
Why is that?
Because this is way outside my comfort zone.
Not anymore.
It's still a little bit.
I remember when swinging was way outside of your comfort zone.
I know. I have grown. I'm a grower, not a shower.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then, as you heard, we transitioned to a bed up there and had a lot more fun.
Oh, fuck. It was hot.
It was incredible. I must say, I had my porn star moment.
You did?
I did. I don't know if you heard this or not. Mrs. Monroe had just finished going down on you. And she had come up for some air, and I grabbed her by the back of the head and said, I want to taste my wife. And I kissed her.
Oh.
I was like, that's all porn star shit right there.
That's awesome.
And it tasted good. Yes, a lot of fun. And then we talked about the next segment coming up, you're going to hear all about our excursion that we went on, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think, in the next few sections that you're going to hear, oh, Lord.
We did it all, man.
There is a lot of stuff to talk about. So that's all we're going to give you for now, though.
Neener, neener, neener.
We will be back next week with part 2 of Meeches. Thank you guys so much for listening and reaching out to us. I should mention this. The Z's, a big shout out to the Z's. They sent us an email. We had talked to these people when we arrived on Saturday night. They were sitting at the next table over from us for dinner.
And then we talked to him a little bit in the pool on Friday, and it was just kind of small talk stuff. Very attractive couple. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were cute as fuck, but we were talking, and then the foam party started, and, you know, you get lost and all that shit.
Inhaling foam.
Well, luckily, they read our cups. So a shout out also to the listener who gave us those Midwest Ménage à Trois cups, because on their drive home, they found our podcast and sent us an email.
And it was so good to hear from them.
Absolutely. That was awesome. So, if you guys would like to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number three, SOME @gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook under Midwest Ménage à Trois or on SLS. It's Lake S Couple. On there. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with part two.
Bye-bye.